Meseches Kelim, Per Gimel Mishnah Hey. Hatoifi Kli Cheres Habari. If one were to coat the outside with some substance of a Kli Cheres, of a earthenware vessel, Habari, that is intact. It's not broken. It has no damage to it. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Metame. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon say this coating on the outside is Metame. Whether it says a yad or if it says considered part of the vessel itself is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. The Chachamim, but the Chachamim say, Hatoifel Asabari Tar, if it's coating around the outside of a complete and undamaged keli, that's going to be tar. The Esharaua, but if the keli is cracked, it has some splits in the sides, tame, then it will be tame. The Chen Bechiduk Hakeruya. And similarly with the Chiduk, the reinforcement of a keruya, which is a gourd shell, which has been hollowed out. So basically what would happen is they would take a gourd, and they would hollow it out, and they would dry out the shell. And that shell would be used as a dili, as a bucket to draw water. However, they would reinforce it. They would give it a chiduk with a ring of either iron or wood around it to keep it from breaking if it would be knocked into a stone. So they say the same halacha would go both according to the first Tanaim of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, who would be Matama, and the Chachamim, who would say it's Tahar, with regard to this reinforcing band around the outside. Mishnah Vav, Yablis. The pulp of cinnadon, which is a kind of grass, and they would take the leaves of this grass and they would pulp it up, and then they would what they would do with it is teuflumba esapitasin. They would use it to coat a pithoi. A pithoi, singular pithos, was a much larger vessel than a chavis. It was even bigger, and because it was bigger, I guess it had other structural issues, and it had to have this coating around it to keep it from either leaking or to keep it from breaking. The mafarshim differ. So in that case, because the yablis, because this pulp of this grass was so essential to the keli functioning properly, there we say, hanageba tame. If something comes into contact with it, it will become tame. Now, megufas chavis, the stopper of a barrel, ein achiber, is not considered attached to it. So therefore, if the stopper becomes tame, the barrel itself will not become tame. If the barrel becomes tame, that doesn't transfer to the stopper. The chiddush here is that the stopper was actually attached and sealed onto the barrel with clay. Hanageya betipuloi shel taner. What if something comes into contact with the coating on the outside of a tanner? A tanner, which is an oven that was made of cheres, of earthenware, was coated around the outside with clay or some other substance that might not ordinarily be enough to be mekabel tuma. However, that coating around the outside is considered to be an essential part of the oven as it helps it retain the heat. Therefore, if something comes into contact with it, it's like it came into contact with the oven itself, and it'll be tameh.